there are two official election reviews related to the 2020 election happening here in Wisconsin, one led by Assembly Speaker Robin Voss, another launched by Republicans via the state's Legislative Audit Bureau. To make things a bit more confusing, there are also unofficial election reviews being done by third parties that are not affiliated with the state government. This all mirrors what's happening in other parts of the country. GOP politicians at the state, local, and county levels are launching investigations back into the 2020 election as former President Trump continues to make baseless claims that the election was fraudulent or rigged. We're learning about these election reviews, official and unofficial, here in the state. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Do you see a need for these reviews, more reviews of the 2020 election? Do you think taxpayers should foot the bill? If so, if you're against these reviews, what are your thoughts? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234 or email ideas@WPR.org. Patrick Marley is a state government and politics reporter for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Patrick, welcome back to Central Time.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
Well, let's start with these official reviews or audits of the 2020 election in Wisconsin. There's a couple. First, there's this audit of election procedures by the State Legislative Audit Bureau. I think that got called for back earlier this year. Can you tell us what that review is about?
Yeah, so this is a review by the Legislative Audit Bureau, which is considered by both Republicans and Democrats as kind of a gold standard agency, professionals that have been auditing all types of state government for many decades. They've been asked to go in and talk to clerks, look at how they conduct things both in 2020 and at other times. The 2020 procedures were a little bit different because of the COVID pandemic, and then they'll issue a report or a series of reports this year that lawmakers can look at and decide if they want to change any election laws because of that.
And this is not, if I'm understanding it correctly, Patrick, a thing where they're pulling out ballots and reviewing them one at a time or anything like that. Do I have that right?
That's right. I talked to the Sun Prairie clerk. She is one of the places that the auditors went. If they're going to I don't know how many places. She said that they were particularly interested in things like absentee ballots where there was missing information on addresses. That was an issue that was raised. They were interested in what are called remade ballots. So that's, let's say somebody sends in their ballot by absentee, and instead of filling in the ovals like they're supposed to, they circle the candidates. Well, it's clear what the voter intended to do, but the voting machine can't read that. And so then they have a procedure where poll workers from both parties look at the original ballot and they create a new ballot. They keep records of both so that anybody can review them afterward. Those were the types of things that the auditors wanted to look at.
And then there's this investigation that was created by Assembly Speaker Robin Voss, hiring a few investigators. What are they looking at and who's involved in doing this?
So this is the speaker hired Michael Gableman, the former justice on the state Supreme Court, and former police officers or people in law enforcement, and is in the process of hiring a third. The mission for this group is a little more vague. Voss says that he wants them to look into what he calls irregularities. I think basically tips that they've received from the public, questions raised by lawmakers. They will spend the next couple of months looking at and writing some kind of report on what that means. Again, with the purpose of drafting legislation that could change some of Wisconsin's election laws.
Now, you mentioned the Legislative Audit Bureau, pretty well respected by both parties, seen as impartial arbiter as you can get. How about this crew that's been hired to do this investigation?
Yeah, this is a very different situation. The Democrats in the legislature are extremely skeptical of it. Gableman is someone who's elected with support from Republicans when he's on the Supreme Court. One of the former police officers involved is Michael Sandvik. He has been involved with Republican politics. He wrote a report on the 2004 election in Milwaukee that was very controversial, that was disavowed by the police department after it came out and some prosecutors. And so that has gotten the concerns of Democrats that this is not going to be a fair review of the election.
Talking to Patrick Marley from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel about election reviews here in Wisconsin. And Patrick, you've been reporting lately on another thread that I had no idea, I'll be honest, was going on, an independent effort to get a look at a lot of ballots. Who's doing this, first of all?
Well, there's a guy named Peter Berniger who is involved, another guy named Gary Waite. They're just citizens in Wisconsin who have filed many open records requests. In a couple of cases, they've visited clerk's office to scan copies of ballots on their own. They say they have about 2 million ballot images. So most of these are gathered through the open records law from clerks. And they are doing some kind of analysis of that. They're trying to get all or most all of the ballots in the state to come up with their own report on what they think happened in the election.
And this is something that citizens can do. You can go and or you can make requests for these ballots or the opportunity to scan them yourself?
Yes. I mean, ballots are public records, just like many other records. Now, clerks are pretty picky about handling them. So if you want to go in and look at the ballots, I think you'll find many clerks would allow you to observe them but would not allow you to touch them. Chain of custody is very important with election records. But, you know, it's a longstanding belief that these records should be public. You want to know that the results can be reviewed independently, that you can, you know, make sure that the ballots were counted the proper way. This review is going to be controversial. One of the men involved, Berniger, he does have a criminal conviction for mail fraud and bank fraud. That has got Democrats saying that, you know, this kind of review should not be trusted because of his history.
And we've got a question from a listener wondering who's paying for these. Now, the independent review, I assume they have to pay for themselves. But the Legislative Audit Bureau one, the investigation started by Assembly Speaker Voss. Where does the money come from for those?
Yeah, those two latter investigations are paid for by taxpayers. Now, the Legislative Audit Bureau has a continuing budget, always funded by taxpayers. It wouldn't really see any significant increased costs for reviewing this. It's just every legislative session they're given, you know, different tasks. They're given several audits, more than several a dozen or two. So, you know, they might look at the University of Wisconsin one year. They might look at the Department of Workforce Development another year. This time they're looking at elections. So that's not really an increased cost to the taxpayers. The investigators and the former Supreme Court justice are being paid by taxpayers. That's you know, tens of thousands of dollars that will be spent on that effort. And then the private investigation by these six or so individuals, that's being funded by themselves. That does not seem to be a terribly expensive effort. They're spending, you know, a few hundred dollars here and there for public records.
Let's bring on a caller now. Dennis is with us in Two Rivers. Dennis, hi.
Hi, Rob. As much as the Republicans claim they want to do what's lawful, I'm sure they would not be complaining, they would not be investigating if Trump would have won.
Dennis, thanks for the call. Patrick, and that kind of brings us to the core of the controversy of these ongoing reviews like this. Can you talk a little bit of the political back and forth about why they're happening?
Sure. I mean, first of all, I think it's important to know that there have been a number of reviews already of the election, all of which have upheld that Joe Biden narrowly won Wisconsin. There were recounts in Milwaukee and Dane County. Those were made at the request of Donald Trump. Those are the most liberal parts of the state. Biden actually gained votes in those reviews. The recounts were taken to court. The state Supreme Court upheld the findings that the recounts were conducted properly, that the election was held properly. There were a lot of other lawsuits, I think, in all, including the recount lawsuits. There were seven of them. In all cases, the state won. The election was found to be valid. That's by a court that's got a majority of members that was elected with the support of conservatives. It includes a Trump-appointed federal judge. So there have been a lot of reviews, and they've all been in favor of how the election was conducted. It's also good to remember that 2016 was also an extremely close election. It just happened to go the other way. Trump narrowly won the state in 2016. He narrowly lost in 2020. There's been a lot more scrutiny from Republicans of this election result versus the one 4 years earlier that was equally close.
Thanks for the call, Dennis. And Patrick, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
That's Patrick Marley, state government and politics reporter at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. He joined us to talk about official and unofficial election reviews going on in Wisconsin. In just a minute, we'll talk to Dane County Clerk Scott McDonald about what election info is publicly available and what it means when somebody decides to conduct this kind of election review. You could join in with your thoughts or questions at 800-642-1234. We'll pick up that conversation coming up on Central Time. This is Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. We're picking up our conversation now about election reviews in Wisconsin, including unofficial ad hoc reviews that aren't affiliated with the state government. You can join in with your questions at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Dane County Clerk Scott McDonald joins us now. Scott, welcome to Central Time.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Well, as I mentioned, talking to Patrick Marley a few moments ago, I didn't know that citizens could make requests to get a look at even scans of ballots in some cases. What is accessible to the public?
Yeah, I mean, we're under federal law, actually, for the presidential elections, need to keep all of the election material, including the ballots, for 22 months. And, yeah, requests can be made to view the ballots. We've had a few in Dane County already. Most of the machines, the election scanners around the state, actually make a digital image of the ballots, and often that's what people are asking for. And on the Dane County website, anyone can go and look at the digital images of the ballots for any of the elections the last several years, including November.
Have you seen an unusual amount of interest in the November 2020 election materials compared to past elections you've worked on?
Yeah, that's an understatement. We've been kind of overwhelmed with open record requests for different items. So, actually having a recount in Dane County was helpful in some ways in that we were able to scan a lot of the material from that election, including, you know, some of the inspector statements and other things that go along with an election. And so when we get future requests, we already have it on file and are able to email it out.
Now, some people might hear this and worry, thinking, wait a minute, I cast an anonymous ballot. How can I know that people can't look at a ballot and attach it to me somehow?
Right. Yeah, there's nothing that links the image or even the ballot to an individual. So there's no way to tie it back to somebody.
And as we heard from Patrick Marley, clerks are generally pretty careful about who they allow to handle the original physical ballots. Could you talk about the kind of care you all take of those original documents?
Yeah, it's very important to protect the integrity of the ballots and anything else that goes along with it. For example, the absentee envelopes. That you wouldn't want someone to have fill in an oval or make a mark on it. So, you know, clerks handle it themselves, allow people to view it. And then maintain that chain of custody because, you know, once you lose that control of that, then really none of it's worth anything. So it's really critical to preserve everything in the state that it was at the day of the election.
Now, in this private effort to review the election, there's a lawsuit filed against your colleague in Door County, the clerk there, trying to get copies of certain election documents. That case, I think, still not ruled on. Where would legal questions arise over who can access what when?
Yeah, I mean, it's a little complicated. Some of the requests that have been made are for example, I have an open records request from the same individual wanting to look at server files, wanting to look at what came through the router. I think some of that goes back to the MyPillow guy saying that there was hacks and fraud with no evidence of that. But we really can't, reveal some of the data that could end up compromising our system. So, one of the points we make is that you can see the outcome by being able to count all the ballot images. We had a recount. You can match it up against election night results and the results we had. So, it is a little frustrating for clerks, when you have these lies running around that people make things up and it's hard to keep up with them. People tend to believe what they want to believe.
Yeah, for people who are worried based on what they've heard, either from a political leader or on social media or whatever, what do you tell people to try to reassure them about the integrity of our voting system, not just in November, but in general?
Yeah, I mean, and this really not much has changed from 2016. There was one of the previous callers mentioned, you know, it had to do with Trump winning. In some ways, it's true in the sense that a lot of people were concerned. Did Trump really win Wisconsin in 2016? And you know, we tell people that yeah, there's a great deal of security and integrity to the system. And some of the things that people don't understand, for example, is that there has to be a signature in a poll book for every ballot. You know, they're like, oh, some ballots were snuck in or put in. It's like, well, that doesn't work that way. Number two, you know, we clerks assume that there's failure at every point. So we don't assume things went well. We check everything, and there's ways of doing that. So, for example, when we get results on election night, I don't assume that is correct. I'm able to check it against the tapes that I get from clerks the next morning. And in fact, they're checking the results on the election site to make sure they're accurate. So there's many, many checks and balances all through the system. We never assume that what we have in front of us is correct until we're able to verify it.
One concern we've heard from Republicans in particular isn't so much about the integrity of votes, but some of the efforts made in response to COVID. I'm thinking of drop boxes and the voting in the park in Madison in your county. What do you say to those concerns?
Well, you know, the way you handle concerns like that is you take them to court. You know, there are gray areas of the law. You know, it is. All of us had to deal with how we're going to handle COVID and stay safe and still be able to vote or go to work or do anything. So, I mean, one of the things the Supreme Court said to the Trump campaign is when the drop boxes were installed, you could have come to court and objected to it. You didn't. You waited until you saw whether you won or lost, and then you brought it to court. That's a problem. And then they reaffirmed that the different, you know, things like filling in the city and the state envelope, if you can verify the address, was proper. So that's how you handle it. You go to court, and then you abide by a court's decision. And that, you know, apparently wasn't good enough for the Trump campaign and some Republicans, but that's how it works.
In just our last minutes, are there lessons learned from dealing with an election during COVID that you will apply in future years?
Wow. Yeah, I mean, I think voters are much more sophisticated in understanding how the system works. I mean, one thing that we've seen a big increase in use is the state's My Vote system. It's a great online portal that the Election Commission runs. You can see what's on your ballot. You can request an absentee ballot. You can see when it was mailed. You can see when you got it back. So everyone listening, you should bookmark the myvote.wi.gov and use it. It's a great resource. And during the pandemic, it got a workout, and it served us well.
We'll leave it there. Thanks again for joining us today.
Absolutely.
That's Dane County Clerk Scott McDonald helping us understand what it means when someone decides to investigate an election on their own and how county clerks deal with information and records requests.